Blog Talk Radio.
In a little town, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. And I say, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gonna come. I said I know.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, and in the name of his last and greatest apostle, I mean the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, we greet all of you with love, with passion, and with a desire for you to get the unadulterated truth. As-salamu alaykum. Welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth, bar none, anywhere on the face of the earth. This is your platform for black education, liberation, and empowerment. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled Era 404. This is America's last hoorah. Now, brothers and sisters, for a few minutes, because, you know, we haven't been able to do the show live for a while. Now, to be honest with you, yeah, we were banned off for a while, but we were able to come back last week, but I had some personal business to attend to because I had a doctor's appointment, so I could not do it last week. So we're going to try to do it every time they let us. We're going to try to do the show on our regular days, and then we're going to try to do the Red Pill Diaries also on YouTube, me and Brother Rashid. Now, the reason we call this show Era 404, this is America's last hurrah. And in technology terminology, Era 404 is when you get on a computer and you try to find a page that you once could find. But this is no longer available to you. It's no longer there. It has been taken down. This is what is going on with America, not just America, though. This is a global phenomenon. Most of you don't understand when Messenger Elijah Muhammad teaches us about a universal change. You think that he talks about a God just snapping his finger or doing like I Dream a Genie and flipping the hair or whatever. That's not how things work. There are geopolitical, economic, and cultural time bombs set at the base of this world, and they are all starting to ignite and explode, taking down the entire foundation of the Western governance, the Western-led world order, or what like they like to call it, the rules-based order, or order based on the rules of white people. And they are going insane. And while they're going insane, you are being preoccupied with foolishness. We don't have our mind on what it should be. You know, right before the show started, this is my word to you. I wasn't going to read this, but this has ever, it pertains to the show. So I'm going to read it, brothers and sisters. You bear with me, okay? It's just the foreword of the book we published of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called Self-Preservation as the First Law of Nature. Because while this world is collapsing and while everything is tumbling down, we see more and more black people trying to ascend into government. We see more and more black people accepting the foolishness that has been given to them or being put before them by the people who are trying to take them to their doom with them. And this is happening to so-called learned ones and so-called Muslims or so-called enlightened ones. It's like they can't see that the destruction is not 20 years down the line. We are living in the destruction and the fall of America right now. So I'm going to go to something because we're trying to integrate into a society that God is wrong with. Now, I want to open up with something as I talk to you about this. We're going to play clips. We're going to go in this. We're going to read the messenger's teaching. We're going to show you how all of this stuff relates to each other. But I just want to remind you, for those of you who are integrating into the culture of America, into the politics of America, Messenger Elijah Muhammad tells us that if we want to see the fall of America, if we want to know the history of the fall of America, if we want to see the insight and get a foothold of what the fall of America would be like, we must look at the history of ancient Babylon and remember that God told his ambassadors to tell the people, don't integrate with Pharaoh, don't integrate in his political system, don't integrate in his culture, because if you do that, you have to compromise on what makes you you. And if you compromise on that, you're compromising on God's word. And if you compromise on God's word, then you become an enemy to the God who gave that word. And so when he does away with the society, with the government, with the culture, with the finance, with the military, with the entire republic, so goes you. So this is very important as we look at the collapse of the economics in America. This is very important as we look at the financial dire state that America now stands in, not just America, but Europe and all of the Western world. I want to read this commentary to you because this can shed a little light on you. And it says, everywhere we look and everything that we see marks the end of the world that we have known, from the cliffs of California to the caves of Europe, from the basin of the Amazon to the heart of the dark continent, trouble is brewing. As was foretold to us through prophecy, the great God would come in person on the clouds, the confusions of the world, to break the power of this world and render judgment to those who belong to this world, deeming his own who were held captive and exploited by this world. First of all, we see that going on right now, okay? He says, that time has now arrived. The Bible tells us to take nature for a sign. Let us then do just that. If we were to quietly observe nature and extract nature's signs, it would lead the American so-called Negro to reassess all that he holds dear to him by being reared by his open enemy, who is by nature his enemy. For nearly five centuries, we have not known our nature. And this puts us in trouble, brothers and sisters. Let me go a little further. We, the black nation, who are being firmly held captive by our merciless taskmasters, have been made to act in opposition to our natural way, which has caused death to our unity, death to our self-love, death to our growth as a people, and paralysis of doing something for self. We have been made similar to that lion who is reared up by a zoo trainer. That lion is made to be other than what nature intended. He is trained for sport and play and to bow before something so much weaker than he is. This is the black man in America. His trainer who has reared him up captivates him with sport and play, something so much less than him. But he does so because he is not acquainted with his true self. But just as that caged lion in a zoo, every so often, his essence, his very core, the very fiber of his being, his nature calls him innately to respond to what nature intends him to be. And he strikes out at the trainer. The time has arrived for that caged lion, the black man of America, to no longer just roar, that means march and beg. Nature is demanding that he accepts who he is and unify with pride with his own kind if he wants to survive. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. So when you see the racial disparities, when you see the racism that's bluntly in this society and around the world, like up in England when they just whipped a black girl out of her classroom a few days ago, just naked and searched her. They do the same thing here. What did Elijah Muhammad tell you? That the devil is the devil regardless of time or place. Right? Let's go further in this book. Because this is the base here. And we're going to build off this. Okay? And we're going to go into the geopolitics. And then we're going to go into the economics. And we're going to show you how the blowback of the judgment is on America and the Western world. It says, in nature, we see birds of various types, like the crow, the vulture, the hawk, the sparrow, and the eagle. Some of the birds are killer hunters, but all of them are birds. Do they intermingle? No. Why? Because nature did not intend for them to. If they did, there would be chaos and confusion, fighting and killing. What do we see in America, and what do we see all around the world? Chaos, confusion, fighting, and killing. Because you have unnatural people doing unnatural things and trying to impose their unnatural order on other people. So this constantly brings people to war and revolution, dissatisfaction, chaos, and disillusionment. Okay? So let us go further. Told you this is a debate. And I wasn't even, I mean, I saw this and it opened up right before, maybe like 3 or 4 minutes before the show went live. And I said, you know what? I'm going to talk about this. So look, it goes for, and my daughter, my 15-year-old daughter, she'll be 16. She's the one who gave me the book. All right? And this comes from self-preservation. It's the first law of nature. Let's go further. Let us now examine the cat. We see panthers and tigers. We see cougars and jaguars. We also see cheetahs and lions. Do they crossbreed or integrate across marked territories? Absolutely not. War would be declared. But as long as each one stays within that which nature and geography gives them, they remain at peace and intact as a species. We could look at the ants, the insects, the monkeys, to the snakes. We could even point to the bears right down to the fish of the sea. They all cling to their own kind. with the sounds of economic collapse being echoed across the valleys and the thunderclaps of war reverberating in the canyons and hills. All of these things are to force everyone to its own kind. Black men and black women in America, God will force a separation between you and your former slave master. Remember the Bible's prediction that every branch must return to its own tree. This is what is now causing the great commotion that you see turning this wicked world upside down. It is you on and returned to being your true self. You must give up this foolish saying of, because you know we got this foolish saying right here. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. We are all human. We bleed the same color blood. To that, I again point you to the birds, to the cats, and the snakes. You may have a cobra, a garden snake, a rattlesnake, or a constrictor. Even though they are snakes, the one will kill the other if the other integrates. Right? We are all humans, you say. This line holds no weight. Though hawks and sparrows are all birds, do they interact or crossbreed? No. Why? Because nature teaches them to preserve their own species. Now you say, we all bleed the same color blood. This too is discredited when we ask, will you marry a dolphin or mate with a mountain goat? You say no. My reply is that, well, we all bleed the same color blood. You see, common sense tells us not to mate with foreign species. Let's now apply this logic to the human species. With the world collapsing under the hand of divine judgment, will you continue to refuse to unite as a natural pride or people to preserve our divine distinction of being direct descendants of the originator of the heaven and the earth? In other words, self-preservation is the first law of nature. And unless we come to this realization, we will never unify and rise out of the filthy mire that this devilish world has cast us into. Wake up. Our future is at stake. That is a foreword that I wrote in this book, translated from the messenger's lecture, okay? It has so much to do with everything that we see happening today, from what they call climate change to what they call global warming, to the financial situation, to the geopolitical situation. Just look, America is 10,000 miles away in Ukraine trying to force her will on Russia. Gog and Magog sallying forth at each other. Remember, the Quran teaches us that Gog and Magog would go forth. They would sally forth against each other, reducing the earth to a veritable hell. What we see going on right now? Huh? What that curtain was removed, or the Quran puts it like this, Allah removed the veil. A veil is a curtain. They call the iron curtain that the east and the west at bay. And once that curtain was removed, America puts her borders up to Russia's border. And what do we see today now? Huh? All of this is part of scripture, and all of this is part of your deliverance. Yet you don't even realize it. But guess what? We are now in era 4-4. The Republic of America is doomed. Europe is doomed. The world order based upon white domination and white privilege and white say-so and white leadership is on its way out. And you know what's so crazy about this is I was reading an article maybe about 30 minutes ago because I got home about an hour ago. I was reading an article about 30 minutes ago to show you just how arrogant these people are in America. Let me pick this book up real quick. I'll say you have a ride. Because I'm gonna share something with you what Joe Biden said. Okay? I'll say you have a ride. Let's go to something. Now, Mr. Joe Biden, where is it? It's on international, I believe it is. When Joe Biden says, in so many words, he says that America must need the New World Order. Now, if she she is going to lead the new world order, then what use is it to have a new order? If the same old people, the same government, right? The same political circles, the same financial circles are going to rule. They're just going to take it back to that which it was. And so they see a new order coming in. They see a new world coming in. Even though they have their eyes on Russia, focusing on China, because they know Elijah Muhammad's words are true. They know that he is the messenger of God. It is you who take this man as a jest and a joke. But the world of the learned know. And they study his words. And they make military plans, thinking that if they get a chance, maybe they would overcome God. I know that's wishful thinking. To me, that's outrageous and insane thinking. But listen, Elijah Muhammad, the last and the greatest messenger of God, he states in chapter 21 of Our Savior Has Arrived, black and white worlds near, I'm starting now. I'm going to say that again. Black and white worlds near a showdown. I was talking with somebody the other day. I won't tell you his name, but he's a very famous journalist. Our brother Rashid knows who I'm talking about. He's because I talked to Brother Rashid. But he's a very famous journalist. And matter of fact, he has multiple articles out this week, and he travels the world. And as he shared something with me about the Global South, right? The Global South consists of South and Central America, the Caribbean, or Caribbean, or whichever way you want to call it, Africa, Asia, and Eurasia. And the world that America and Britain talks about is a world with Australia, New Zealand, and America, and England, which do not even comprise 20% of the total population of the planet Earth, right? Yet they want to continue to rule at all costs, and they're willing to make war. But Elijah Muhammad said, let's go to this. Let's see if Elijah Muhammad was on time, okay? Because we're going to go back to this, what I just said to you. Because we're going to read what Messenger Muhammad said. And we're going to prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is the last and the greatest messenger of God. Right? And if he said it, it's the truth. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Because listen to me good. If you're alive and you see the sun coming out every day at this time and go down at this time, chances are that the next day the sun is going to come up and go down at the same time or come up and go down, right? So if you see a man who has been so correct on everything from to philosophy to mathematics, chances are that his word is going to continue to be the truth, right? Y'all bear with your brother. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's go further. This is what he says here. I'm going to read this title again because it's very pertinent and it's very important that you see what he's talking about. Black and white worlds near a showdown. I'll stop right there. They call a new order that is being formed and formulated. Call it the Global South, which comprises 70-80% of the population of the planet Earth. And of that 70-80% of the population of the planet Earth, most of the majority, the vast majority of them are of the Aboriginal people. Okay? And our brothers who are part of the black nation. What America is doing, she's trying to do a monkey wrench in the Eurasian Economic Union. She's trying to prevent the rise of the BRICS. She's trying to prevent an alternative IMF, the World Bank, because she controls those levels of power, and if she can continue to control those levels of power and keep them in position, she can continue to dominate and exploit the planet Earth. So she's waging war. She's mad. She's mad as hell, and she's waging war to try to keep what she has gotten under her. So Muhammad says in this chapter, due to the presence of Allah in person, Master Farad Muhammad, make no mistake about this now, we're not talking about a spook God. We're talking about a living God, a man who breathes, who eats, who has power over the atoms. We're talking about that kind of God, somebody that's tangible, that you can touch, you can see, you can feel, you can hear. We ain't talking about no spookology. He says, due to the presence of Allah in person, Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, and his aims and purposes to take over his own, it brings us hourly to a showdown of who shall rule the nation of the earth. Stop right there. See, due to his presence, so he must be here, because it talks about his presence. It's the cause of the world being thrown up in the upheaval. It talks about due to his presence, not my presence, not your presence, but his presence. So he's here with us in person, and it is causing the whole thing to be flipped on his head. And it says, it brings us hourly to a showdown of who shall rule the nation of the earth. So Master Farad Muhammad tells us through his last messenger that he would raise us back on high. We would take our place as the rulers. Master Farad Muhammad teaches us through his messenger that he would remove those who delighted in making war. He teaches us through his messenger that the old world would be brought to its knees, but it won't give up without a fight. Okay? So now, what is America doing? She got her warship stationed in every theater of battle, every strategic waterway, every continent, right? She ain't going to give up easy. So we go further, he says. The present world, and then in parentheticals, he writes white people. So he's very clear on what he's talking about. Have had their time and have gone over their time to rule. See, America's had her time. And it was over in 1914. That was the end of the power of the white world. They were living on fumes. But America had us here. So in 1955, it marked the 400 years of our servitude, as was predicted in the Bible when God talked to Abram. All right? And so God would give them an extension of time. And we are now in the last years of that 60 to not exceed 70-year rule. And remember, you can go back and check this show's track record. We have been telling you to expect everything that you are seeing in the news right now. And how do we know that? Are we wise? Hell no. We're not wise without Elijah Muhammad. We are telling you this because we are confident in what Elijah Muhammad has taught. And now look what is happening in the news every single day. Huh? But you took him for granted and you took his word for granted. But his word, as the book says, will not come back accomplished the works that it is intended for. Let's go further. He says, the present world of white people have had their time to rule, have the time and have gone over their time to rule. Now listen to what he says. Nevertheless, they still want to rule or destroy the idea of someone else ruling, as shown by the preparations made for the total destruction of the human family of the earth. Stop right there. What did I just tell you, Joe Biden said? That America must lead the new world order. America must be at the forefront of all of this. And if not, she's prepared for war. Look what she's doing. Now, she is making war with a nation that could vaporize her territory within seconds. Russia. Most of you don't understand this, but see, this won't take place because it's not in prophecy. But let me tell you something. Most of you don't understand that Russia is the largest nuclear power on earth. Some of you don't realize that. Because you buy into this gab that America talks about. Some of you don't even know that Russia is the most powerful military on earth. When I talk to this guy, this journalist, who has been around doing his reporting, his inside reporting, he said as much to me. And he says that in his private talks with military personnel from the U.S., retired and current, they understand that. But they must continue to do what they do, or else they will seem weak and other people will triumph. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. So if I can't rule, I'm killing everybody. I'm going to have a scorched earth policy, right? That's the mind of a lunatic. That's the mind of a sociopath, somebody that's psychotic in this. Oh, we have a hand up. I'm gonna bring you in just for 1 second. Make your statement, make it brief, because I need to continue on this line right here. And I'm just gonna bring you in. You want to start question report with the Sovereign Place family? Who's 217? Please state your question or whatever you have on your mind.
Nah, I'm just listening. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
All right, yeah, no. I stepped foot on like 4 different continents, and I fought in 2 different continents, and I'm telling you right now, if you are with God, it doesn't matter what's happening. You'll be all right. If you come from that perspective, God's with you, you're good.
Thank you. Thanks for that. And continue listening. Thank you so much. Now, listen. Probably a lot of people don't understand that prophecy must take place. Because we are so preoccupied with the cares of this world, and because we are so preoccupied with materialistic stuff and material gain and furthering our careers and furthering this and doing that, sometimes we don't take a deeper look into Scripture. Prophecy ain't forever, but you would take it that way because of the way you act, people. You think prophecy will go on forever. You don't think you will live to see the end of the prophecy. So we're in that. We are in there. So let's go further. All right? It says, they boast that they can destroy the present total population of the earth 30 times over again and again. That is America. She constantly says that. We have enough weapons. We have enough manpower. We have enough destructive armaments to kill everybody on earth 30 times over. Do you know how psychotic that is? So you telling me having enough to kill everybody one time and enough, huh? You got to overdo it with 30 times. You can see the madness in the thinking of these people. That's why they named their doctrine MAD, Mutually Assured Destruction, because it is from the mind of people who are insane. You can't go live nowhere else. So what the hell are you making preparations to blow up your own home for? Do you see? These are people who are hell-bent on dominating, ruling at all costs, regardless of the loss of life. I remember war criminal Madeleine Albright, when she was being interviewed one time, and they were asking her about the loss of life in Iraq, the millions who were killed because of the sanctions, and then the million they don't want to report this in the press in the Western world. So they don't tell you a million, they say thousands or something. But the million, over 1 million people were killed in the Iraq War. Over 1 million. And she said, and they asked her, do you think it was worth it? And she said, yeah, it was worth it. Yeah. Oh, I think you need to hold up and just think about that for a minute. Let that lay on your mind for a second, all of you who are listening. She killed over 1 million people, but she's not considered evil like Hitler. Right? She destroyed, bombed the country back into the Stone Age and used nuclear weapons because the United States were using those high explosive rounds, what is it, uranium or plutonium rounds or whatever, I forget it's called. But they were using it, and now people are, babies are born with all types of defects and stuff. Right? And yet she wants to have the moral high ground and tell other people what they can and can't do. Get the hell out of here with this stuff. Come on, brothers and sisters. For those of you who have any morality, would you take advice from a person like that who just throws away the lives of 1 million people and say, oh, yeah, that was worth it. Now, we killed 1 million over here, but it was because this. But, oh, you defending Russians over here? And they only killed 14,000 of y'all, so y'all shouldn't intervene. But yet you are occupying Syria illegally. You are the one who controlled Daesh or ISIS. Now, most of you don't understand these Middle Eastern groups. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to put it out there to you, okay? Because this has everything to do with the situation. We're going to go into some clips in a minute. ISIS. is another branch of, or a follow-on of Al-Qaeda. These are U.S. Mossad and MI6 inventions. And they use them to further entrench themselves in these minerally rich areas or these strategically important waterways or pipeline ways. That's what they use it for. Forget the loss of life. You know, and what they'll do, I remember I was watching some news from overseas, and some of the U.S. soldiers who were embedded with ISIS, they forgot they had their tattoos showing, right? And they were showing that they were special forces. And immediately when they pulled the sleeve down. I mean, I believe you can Google this on, you could probably, well, they're censoring Google, so you might not be able to get it. Try YouTube, try Google, try the but they're censoring people over there too. But this is to show you that they feed off chaos. This is the only way the empire can continue to roll, to cause division and then justify our presence over there, right? While the masses of Americans are calling for our troops to come home, America doesn't want to bring them home. And they said, well, why are we spending billions over there? We're spending billions. That's the justification to keep robbing people. The reason America does not bring those troops home is because she has nothing for them to do here. Sit around with nothing to do, as Muhammad says, then that is a war at home with these people who are trained to kill. And she knows that. So, again, we have ISIS, we have Daesh, and I've talked to multiple people. Jim Fetzer, what's his name? Rest in peace, Dennis Etler, who was a professor, Kevin Barrett, multiple people who have all confirmed. And I've talked to Ray McGovern, who was charged with giving multiple presidents their morning briefing. He was a CIA person who was charged giving Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., and Bill Clinton their morning briefing. I've interviewed them, and I've talked to them behind the closed doors and behind the scenes. They all know that ISIS is a construct of the Western intelligence apparatus, and this is to cause division so that they can justify bombing and justify bases so that they can continue to control and exert pressure on other people around the globe. But all of this is blowing back. All of this because it takes money. And when you have alienated the people who were funding you, and then you try to threaten them with the barrel of a gun, and you say, that's just like the crackhead. If you don't give me this crack, you crack dealer, I'll kill you. Well, if you kill me, where you going to get some more crack from? Because I'm the only dealer in this neighborhood. Think about that. All they think about is the quick high. And that's why you see America running from fire to fire to fire to fire. She's the international crackhead. She's looking for the next high. Right? I'm gonna play something. This is about 4 minutes. Right? This is about 4 minutes, 39 seconds. All right? This is by Michael Gayet. Right? He was being interviewed by Kitco, the finance channel, Kitco.com. All right, and in here he talks about, but you gotta like go through a little bit of it and just he rambles a little bit, but he's talking about scripture. He's talking about prophecy. He's telling you about first there was the plague, then war, next is the famine and a housing crash. Right, so I want you to listen closely to this. Sometimes you gotta go through a lot just to get a little. Okay. But pay close attention to this one. Here we go.
Clearly, they want to really aggressively fight inflation. That means they're going to have to keep on aggressively spiking rates conceivably, and that at the end of the day is going to cause a slowdown in demand.
Okay. You mentioned that we don't know exactly when this would happen, but how bad could it get? Last time we had a housing crisis was 2008. Could it be as bad as then?
No, I mean, you have other factors there, right? Because obviously you had financialization and spreading of risks and things like that that ended up causing the great financial crisis. Level-wise, I don't know, but I suspect you're going to have something that at the margin could be pretty substantial. Because, again, I go back to, we know that real incomes have actually worsened in this. People are actually making less after inflation, and certainly relative to housing, that's the case. So in order for things to come back in line, you have to see these prices come down. You have to see demand start to wane on this.
Yeah. Well, so a couple of things could happen. We could have mortgage rates keep going up, and in which case some people might have to sell off their investment properties or, worst case, default. Like you mentioned, when inflation kicks in and people's real wages aren't going up, they may have to default anyway because their variables are just going to be unaffordable, assuming they do have variables not fixed. Now, what's the most likely outcome here? Are people going to be okay for the time being? Or are people going to be over-levered like they were last time, and we're going to have mass defaults across the board, and a systemic shock in housing is going to happen?
It's funny you mentioned the biblical terminology, and I'll relate it to that for a second. The first one, when I was last on Kickoff, I was talking about how markets be biblical from the standpoint of mean reversion, right? He who is first shall be last, and last first. And as I thought about it, as Russia-Ukraine started playing out and these food prices started spiking, which, by the way, the average American hasn't seen that in the grocery bill just yet. That's still coming. We do have this kind of another sort of argument for a biblical environment, right? First, you had pestilence, COVID. Now you got war with Russia, Ukraine. Who knows about China, Taiwan, by the way.
Yeah.
And then famine is next, right, with food prices. Now, how does that relate to housing? Because, and I hope it doesn't get to this be this bad. I don't think it will, but you never know. I mean, again, we're in an environment where extremes happen. If food prices get to be really out of control, it's going to be a very simple question for most Americans. Do you pay your interest bill? Do you pay your mortgage payment? Or do you pay for milk? I know that sounds dramatic, but when you have this kind of environment where things are spiking like this, that can become a very serious consideration for most people. And that also, at the margin, can also impact housing.
Famine is next. Whoa. Okay, let's not skip over that. Let's elaborate on that point. Okay, I know food prices are going up. They have been for a long time, the last 2 years. I know agriculture commodities, wheat, soybeans, so the soft commodities have gone up a lot, mostly as a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Why are we getting a famine, though? That seems like a big jump from increase in food prices to a famine.
Well, because at the end of the day, who's going to get most affected by it? It's going to be the emerging economies and those that simply don't have enough income. People forget that the Arab Spring was largely driven by wheat prices, right, and discontent over that. Look, the famine point is important here because, again, I go back to, I don't think most people have any clue how bad grocery prices could end up getting. Keep in mind, when we're talking about wheat, soybeans, and various crops, you're talking about supply from the last growing season, which was last year. We actually don't know what the real supply is going to look like, even though prices have already skyrocketed, right, on the old supply. Now, play it out. Let's say Russia-Ukraine ends up worsening. Let's say you have more nationalization of resources and you end up having more countries, like we've seen, saying they're going to ban exports of wheat and other key food commodities. Okay, and then let's say you happen to have a bad weather scenario. Well, sure, you could have a massive, massive supply shock. And if that happens, prices will skyrocket. And again, you're going to see a lot of people, I think, literally being forced to tighten their belt, unfortunately.
Yeah, don't forget fertilizers as well. Russia is a big
supplier.
Fertilizers
is a big one. That's right.
Russia is a big supplier of fertilizers. That might get cut off, and that's going to have huge global ripple implications. Okay. Now you're talking
I will say real quick on that. You know, people, I think culturally people forget that these things take time to actually flow through into the economy, right? We're used to this sort of on-demand way of looking at the world, but the reality is you can't just suddenly overnight grow double your crop. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, but you're...
Did you hear what he said? There's two things in there specifically that I wanted to bring to your attention. Two things. The first part, when he first started talking, and he said he wanted to quote the scripture, he who is last shall be first, right? And then he goes in and starts talking about the plagues, the war, and the famine, right, and the housing crash, and food prices. And at the end, right, he gives you something. He says, people don't understand this. The things that don't happen like that, it takes time for the stuff to get through the system. This is what I was telling you. When Messenger Muhammad says that 1965 and 66 would be fatal years for America, he was talking. Now you're seeing it because now we have evidence that America robbed coins of the silver. Right? You didn't understand what he was telling you. But America robbed the coins of the silver. And then She kept going on just the good faith of the world to accept her dollar until France called her bluff. And France told her, well, you said the dollar is as good as gold? Then give us gold then. And Richard Nixon immediately called a halt to all redeeming of dollars and gold. And that's what took the world off the gold and the silver standard. Right? And when Elijah Muhammad, the last messenger of God, told you this in the fall of America. When he told you when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of America, I mean, if England and America was doomed. The financial system was doomed. But you can see it. Because America came up with another scheme, another Ponzi scheme, called the petrol dollar. The petrol dollar. And now it's being challenged. And America continues to take on unheard of debt. Muhammad says, the powerful, rich world of Christianity, especially America, is made to seem as immovable as the mountain. You know, we'll send warplanes and we'll send this to Ukraine. And they tried to do that, and Russia warned them. Any shipment of anything that comes through Ukraine's border will be deemed as a threat, and we will bomb it. And you see what happened. They lived up to their word. They bombed. Not only did they bomb the shipment, Russia has bombed multiple NATO bases in Ukraine. If you go to the Red Pill Diaries and you go read some of the articles I wrote in January for the premium people, and in December of last year, I told you that Russia was going to bomb the NATO bases because they said it. They told them. My sources were telling me that the Russians had warned America that if we do decide to go on Ukraine, the first place we're going to hit is your NATO bases up in there. And that's what took place. This is why America is so mad. See, she won't tell it to you. When the first bombs started falling in Ukraine, they fell on NATO bases. NATO was not even supposed to have bases in Ukraine. And Russia hit them. And they killed multiple. And I'm talking about, in some instances, dozens up to hundreds of NATO forces over there. Brothers and sisters, y'all don't get this in the news. They're not going to tell you this. This is why America's mad. This is why you see some of those NATO countries mad and trying to push for a no-fly zone, even though they're just talking brash. It's because they feel butthurt because Russia sodomized them in that way with those hypersonic missiles. But in they got hypersonic, and then they have the, and I talk about the missile all the time, Iskanders, the Iskander missiles. There's no defense in the Western world for those missiles, and they know that. So this is Allah forcing Gog and Magog to sally forth against each other. Now, remember, I continue to tell you that all this has a very important part for you. Because if America doesn't do this, her budgets are not strained. If her budgets are not strained, and if she does not alienate the people who buys her debt, people who accept dollars for trade, then the dollar don't fall. If the dollar remains strong, then you don't go free. So Allah goes to work and break their trade, as Muhammad tells us. He alienates them and divides them as they divided the whole world and the peoples of the world. Now, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. That's what we're watching right now. And all of this, you should be smiling because it means that you're going free. You will no longer be held captive. And he's using that Asian dragon, that Asian, that yellow man. Say this also. So, as brash as America was talking earlier this morning, they had an admiral or general was talking about with other admirals, where we have multiple aircraft carriers and multiple carrier groups in play. And we're just waiting for the call for President Joe Biden to tell us, and we'll set up a no-fly zone. Now, if you believe that, I'm going to sell you one of my slippers for $3 million, and it turns into an airplane. Okay? If you believe that, brothers and sisters, if Russia, we have a report. I put the report out on both sites, the Iron 1555 blog, and in articles on the Patreon about NATO and the U.S. own assessment of what would happen if there was a real conflict between Russia, the United States, and NATO in Europe. Within 48 hours, Europe would be decimated. Russia would have overran most of the countries close to it, and they would have America and Europe on the back foot. I'm telling you this. This is their own report. So if you believe this foolishness, but the emperor, the empire, and he must keep the bravado because there are other nations watching. And then at the same time, they say, well, in the South China Sea, we're watching China. And we're waiting for one wrong move. And if she acts out of line, we'll move into the position for war, and we're ready to fight war and win that war. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, this man can lie. He lies like a rug. That's how much he lies. But you will buy that stuff, hook, line, and sinker, because that's why they inundate you with this stuff from the MSM and from the TVs and from their news channels and all this stuff so that you can be a fool and you can believe in the power of America. What did Elijah Muhammad say? The powerful, rich world of Christianity, especially, now he put emphasis on America, especially America, is made to seem as immovable as the mountain. Then he gives us something. He says, but it is not impossible to remove mountains. They can be removed by high explosives. And those high explosives that was laid at the base of the system, when God enticed America to go off the gold and silver standard. See, she kept spending, kept spending, kept spending, kept spending. And then De Gaulle of France was watching America's spending habits. And he was like, man, spending, and they run these budgets up and they're doing this, and they keep continue to say that the dollar is based on the gold and the silver. Man, no, we got to do something about this because we might lose our investment. So the goal called Nixon's bluff, and it caused Nixon to put a halt. He didn't want to, but he had to put a halt to stop every nation from running away from the dollar and asking for gold in return. And America didn't have that in a vault. Like the messenger told us in the 60s, that gold been gone so long, she don't know what it looks like. Right? And that's why they don't let anybody go in or audit Fort Knox. Messenger Muhammad had already hipped us to that. But you didn't understand. You didn't know it. And so, De Gaulle, I see you, Brother Rashid. I'll bring you in just a second. So at the very base of the Western civilization, the very base, explosives, high explosives, nuclear thermite was laid, just like thermite was laid at the base of the World Trade Center to just spread that steel like and make it like molten lava. So too has thermite been laid at the base of the financial system of the Western world. And we see that the Western world continues to go deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. So Muhammad says, so wealth and power also can be reduced to nothing. We are living in the judgment or doom of the white man's world. Now listen to this. So he's trying to put his military forces in every strategic waterway. He's trying to invade or surround every country with resources that can sell stuff outside of the dollar. Muhammad says to him and warns him for all of these things. He says, preparations have been made to meet every effort, not some, not most, but every effort by the white man to oppose the beginning and setting up of a lost new world of righteousness. That is a warning that you won't be able to do what you plan on doing because God got this. You know, there's a new saying out there, let it go and let God take care of it. That's right. Because this is what's going on. I'm going to bring Brother Rashid in. Brother Rashid, I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah, brother, hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, brother. It's technically not right that America don't have any gold. that you don't have no goal in Fort Knox. The messenger says that they huh?
I said, yes,
can you hear me?
But not, yes, I hear you.
Let me finish, brother. Let me finish. The messenger said that they had gold in Montana. Yes. They hollowed out mountains and stored gold
yep.
up in those mountains when she was when she had slavery. She was
yep.
selling cotton to Europe because Europe couldn't buy no. You can't grow cotton in Europe; it's too cold. So the back of the slaves, she took this money because she knew that at the end of time it would come a time when she would have to have this stuff. So she stole. Maybe mm-hmm. say she hollowed out mountains up there in Montana and these other northern states and packed it with gold for this time. But every time she goes to collect that gold, she sees them little ships. Remember, these little ships that they went around talking about, little cactus. It was off here the coast of San Diego, I think, was that about 6 months ago or something like that? And they said that these mm-hmm. UFOs, or what do they call them now, whatever they call them, it's UFOs, where they was playing, mm-hmm. they had aircraft carrier out there, and these things were playing. All those little ships and stuff are angels of God piloted, as the scriptures tell you they would be. That's all they are.
Mm-hmm.
Angels of God
mm-hmm.
ready to destroy this world. If for anybody that's out there in Mexico in 2009, they had a video of a great, huge, big plane spitting out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of little bitty planes. That's exactly what Elijah Muhammad told us was going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
So, these little planes have been over America's nuclear silos and neutralized them.
Yes.
As the messenger said, teaches us, Allah can get rid of you before you fire one nuclear weapon. All the nuclear
mm-hmm.
weapons that you got, one solar flare from the sun is more than all the nuclear weapons you can even dream of. And Allah put the sun out there, right? So it just shows you the level of power that the white man has. The man you said that when you really understand the workings of Allah, who can be here and start a star 100 trillion miles away, and over time it grows and it's there, you really don't have any power. And the one
mm-hmm.
that created all of the planets and all of the stars is after you. He in trouble. Salaam alaikum.
He definitely in trouble, brother. You can believe that. And he knows it. And I'm going to show you something. So as we go, like Brother Rashid said, the messenger said that the devil, he put it up there so he can try to pay off his enemies in the day of his doom. But he's scared. He, like Rashid, he sees something. He sees something that is after him, but he won't tell you, because if he tells you, then you say, hell, it's time for me to get even with this dude. If I know I got the bag in the guard, then this man that mistreated me and continues to mistreat me, and this man mistreated my family and my forefathers, it's time for me to get some straightness, some correction, right? And he knows that, so he won't tell you the honest truth. But let's go to something. We were talking about these weapons that was laid at the base of the white man's world. And the messenger goes, he says, so wealth and power also can be reduced to nothing. Well, let's see if he's telling us the truth. Let's go to Michael Schneider. This article was published March 15, 2022. It's called, Oh Great, Now We Could Lose the Petrol Dollar. Okay? And I won't read all of it. I'm just going to read some of it. Just to give you a look at how she's plagued and how she's troubled. And where's the fall of America real quick? Let's go back to that real quick, because it's a verse in there that I do want to read to you, okay? Go to, I think it's 115. Give me a second. Yep, it's 115. On page 115, the chapter is called The Troubled America. The Troubled America. No peace. So what he's telling you that in this time, America would be so troubled that she would not be able to enjoy peace. And Muhammad says, right, he says, America, in trying to hold her place as the greatest power among the nations of the earth, and you see that right now, right, is one of the most troubled countries on earth today, right? What is called, because she's trying to stay the dominant power. She refuses to acquiesce. She refuses to pack up her bags and go beyond, go within her own borders and do what is incumbent upon her to do if she wants to live. She wants to exercise power and authority and dominion over everything. She still thinks she's in the sixth day, but she is now over almost into the seventh, and she doesn't go over to the seventh, okay? So this is what Mr. Snyder says in his article. The economic sanctions that have been imposed upon Russia has caused immense damage, but a loss of the petrodollar would be absolutely devastating for the U.S. economy. Stop right there. So remember what God said in the Holy Quran, that he would make Gog and Magog sally forth, right, to reduce the earth to a veritable hell after he removed that veil from in between them. Almighty God, Allah, and the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due forever, would bring America to her knees, right? And he would use the nation to do this. So America thought sanctioning Russia would build up her unity with her brothers. And now her brothers over in Europe are paying a hefty price, and so too is America, because nations are now, who were once scared to openly discuss this, are now openly discussing no longer accepting the petrodollar, but accepting the yuan and making the yuan the Chinese renminbi, which is the same currency, as the global reserve currency. Huh? Okay, now let's go a little further. It says, since making an agreement with the Nixon administration in 1974, the Saudis have traded oil exclusively for U.S. dollars. Today, approximately 80% of all oil produced in the entire world is traded for dollars. And the petrodollar has become one of the foundational pillars of the current pillar, right? What does a pillar, what do you use a pillar for? I'm not talking about a pillow that you lay your head down. I'm talking about pillars, okay? I'm talking about pillars. Brothers and sisters, would you hold on 1 second? I think I'm losing y'all and stuff. I'm gonna play a clip, the clip that I was supposed to, and then I'll come back. Y'all got to try to see, because my dashboard is going out and Blog Talk is starting this foolishness again. So give me a second to try to correct this if you're still on the line, okay? Give me a second.
And way of looking at the world. But the reality is you can't just suddenly overnight grow double your crop. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, but you're talking about people in the emerging markets being affected the most. I agree with you, and it's unfortunate that they're in those circumstance. But let's bring it back home. Are people in America, Canada, and the G7, are they going to experience this famine? I mean, I know that maybe food prices are going to go up. That just means my discretionary income. Well, not sure. Technically not discretionary, but my discretionary spending power is going to go down after my food bill. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to starve, or I don't know how.
No. That's her point. I'm not trying to be overly dramatic with that terminology, right. But if you think about a single mother. That's...
All right. I'm sorry. Well, my dashboard went out on Blog Talk. It's Spanish. It might not be Blog Talk. It might just be the U.S. government, because as I showed to the brothers who are on the thread with me, that the government often checks my websites and checks my all of my traffic that flows through. All right. I showed them a link, everything that was in my dashboard and everything. I think it was about a week or two ago I showed it to them, and we had the pictures to prove it. So I know we'll get hit and they try to disrupt the show. But again, Allah is bringing America to her knees because America is the most wicked of all nations. Now, I was talking to you about this pillar. P-I-L-L-A. Okay, now we're going to go to the dictionary, okay? And we're going to see what this means. Meaning of pillar. It is a noun, according to the dictionary, all right? And it is a tall vertical structure of stone, wood, or metal used as a support for a building or as an ornament for or monument, all right? So it says, a person or thing regarded as reliably providing essential support for something. All right? So now we got that. Column, post, pole, support, upright, vertical, and then, excuse me, pier, stalwart, mainstay, strength, tower of strength, bastion, rock. That's what it stands for. So we know that the dollar has been the pillar of American power, and American power has been used globally to uplift and promote white the world over, right? So if God removed this pillar, which is the essential lifeblood of the empire, the essential lifeblood of the Western world, then what happens? There's a change in rulership because now they are confined to economic constraints. They can no longer continue to gallop around the world. They can no longer impose sanctions on people. They can no longer do what they have been privileged to do for so many decades. Okay? So he says, this is what Michael Snyder says. Since making an agreement with the Nixon administration in 1974, Saudis have traded oil exclusively for U.S. dollars. Today, approximately 80% of all oil produced in the entire world is traded for dollars. And the petrodollar has become one of the foundational pillars of the current global financial system. Now, what is another financial pillar? The sterling pound. What is another financial pillar? The euro. Now, tell me what all three of them have in common today. Right now at this moment, they are all under tremendous strain, and the governments who produce them are all under tremendous debt. And so they must continue to push for war and colonization. They must continue to try to push their borders around the world and make everybody subject to what they want in order for them to try to reset their global order. It ain't gonna work like that. So now let's go further. He says, most Americans don't realize this, but far more dollars are actually used outside of the United States than inside the United States. And having the reserve currency of the world is a massive advantage for us. Up to this point, there has been an insatiable demand for U.S. dollars all over the planet, and that has allowed us to enjoy a standard of living that is way above what we actually deserve. Unfortunately, all of that could be about to change. As I have stated many times over the past year, Joe Biden is surrounded by the worst foreign policy team in U.S. history, and that is really saying something. He says, thanks to this catastrophically bad foreign policy team, our relations with both Saudi Arabia and China have greatly deteriorated, and this has resulted in them developing closer relations with one another. In fact, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that it looks like the Saudis could soon start pricing the oil that it sells in China in Chinese currency. Stop right there. There's a couple things wrong with that. It's a couple things wrong with that. And let me tell you something. Remember John Kerry and what he talked about, the petrodollar, and how America was forced to come to try to make up some kind of agreement with Iran, right? So that the nations, because the nations had threatened that they was going to stop using the petrodollar. Out of John Kerry's own mouth, he said that. Right? And he gave you the web on what would cause them to do it. And Donald Trump comes right into office and does exactly what John Kerry warned him not to do because he had heard it firsthand from the people who were dissatisfied with America's arrogant policy. All right? Now, I don't like Joe Biden. He's a war criminal. He, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton sodomized. They sodomized the great brother, Muammar Gaddafi. They raped him with the barrel of a gun and broomstick before they killed him. To hell with Joe Biden, Obama, and Hillary Clinton. So I'm not defending them, but I got to tell you facts, okay? So the news didn't tell you that, did it? They didn't tell you that. But listen, it says, the U.S. dollar may be on its way global reserve currency. Now stop right there. I want to go back up to something. It says the Saudis and China and the Chinese are planning on using Chinese currency. But they've been doing that for a few years. Some, I think a third of the oil that China was paying Saudi Arabia with was with the renminbi or the yuan. The difference is now they openly state that they were they're thinking about changing and doing the entire trade because China's saying, why should we pay America a fee? And why should you pay America a fee for transactions? Right? This is what's going on. The whole world is questioning America. Who you think is doing this? Who is the Lord of the world? He is the greatest strategist, tactician, and general ever to live. So, again, I'm going to go to something because it goes straight to this article right here that I'm reading to you, okay? Now, I want you to listen to this. All right? This is Jim Rogers. Jim Rogers. And he talks about the U.S. insane policy, okay? And this is from, he was doing an interview with Stansberry Finance, I believe it's called, Stansberry Finance. And I could be wrong on that. But I'm pretty sure it's Stansberry something. I think it's Stansberry Finance. But anyway, don't you listen to him and how he talks about the insane policy of America, okay? Because this has everything to do with the dollar. We're reading about the dollar. We're talking about America's last hurrah. Because without the life's blood, there is no life. And we know that for the military engine, she needs funding. For the republic, it deficit spends, so it needs to borrow. And the life's blood is the American dollar. And if the American dollar no longer has any essential minerals or vitamins in it for the empire decays and becomes a rotten corpse. Isn't that right? I want you to listen close to this.
Survive, hooray.
So far we have both survived, but the world not so much here, Jim. Like I said, this is your first video interview since the invasion. Just want to get your sentiment right now on the crisis as it's unfolding.
War has never been good for anything. I mean, Danielle, this whole thing starts because, you know, in 2014, the State Department, our State Department, instigated a coup in Kiev, threw out the people who were elected, and now we're paying the price for it. And we've been trying to move NATO to Ukraine ever since. I mean, it's absolute madness. This no war should not be happening. None of this should be happening. I don't think it matters to us at all if Ukraine is close to Russia. But somebody, some bureaucrat, her name is Victoria Nuland, if you want to know, you know, instigated this whole coup, and now we're all paying a gigantic price for it.
And that's a really good point, Jim, that I just want to elaborate on, because I think there's not enough focus on the fact that this has been brewing over years. This is not something that obviously occurred overnight. What should have been done differently?
Well, what should have been done differently is we shouldn't have instigated the coup. And, you know, back in 2008, we said we're going to put Ukraine and Georgia in NATO, and the Russians got a little upset, as you can imagine they would, and said, no, no, no. And we've been drumming it into their heads ever since that we're going to put Ukraine and Georgia into NATO. And the Russians have said, oh, my God, you're not going to do that. We're not going to let you. Danielle, let's suppose Russia had an alliance with Mexico and they started stationing troops in Mexico and missiles and tanks. What do you think we would do? We'd say, oh, my gosh, it's so good. Let's drink vodka together. But they'd send an army down there and run them away, just as they did in Cuba. This never should have happened. We should not have done what we did. The Russians should have somehow made it clear that this would be an act of war, and the war should go on peacefully as it can.
I want to bring up...
Now, why did I let you all hear that part? Because that is something that opens up to something else. You hear that part because you see... This billionaire is perplexed because he sees a system that is dying, and he sees America's overreaction to everything that she caused, right? Remember Hillary Clinton saying that it's not fair for Russia to have all of those resources We should balkanize Russia and take the resource. That's what Hillary Clinton said. That's what she said. Okay? So don't ever forget that when you're looking at the situation with the petrodollar. Because Russia has all of these essential metals like platinum and palladium and gold and all of this stuff, iron and nickel. And Russia has huge amounts of oil and gas and all of this stuff. Produces 30% of the wheat of the world. And produces, I believe, 30% of the stuff that is used for farming. This is major. And Ukraine produces 15% of it. So when you see this, you can see that a famine is coming. But you can also see that a global economic collapse is underway, and the empire is straining and struggling to try to maintain the dollar. So let's go into the next part of this, because it's very important, because you heard that part. But it's very important that you hear the follow-up, okay?
I want to bring up a recent quote of yours, Jim, that struck me. You know, I just mentioned the U.S. is expected to announce more sanctions on Russia. But you say what is happening with the U.S. dollar is the end of the U.S. dollar, because an international currency is supposed to be neutral. But in Washington, they are now changing the rules. Now, if in Washington does not like you, they put sanctions on you and you cannot use U.S. dollars.
Yes, it's outrageous. Everybody knows what the world's international currency is supposed to be. Anybody can use it for anything. But now Washington, in the last few years, has started putting sanctions on people. Daniela, it is ruining America, ruining parts of America, because now everybody is frantically looking for something to compete with the dollar. The Chinese, the Russians, the Indians, the Brazilians, the Iranians, they're all working as fast as they can to come up with something to compete with the U.S. dollar for political reasons. Also economic reasons. I mean, America is the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. But we're shooting ourselves in the foot every day. This means that now, you know, sooner than it would have been, the U.S. dollar will no longer be the world's medium of exchange in the international currency. That's not good for the U.S. It certainly was not good for Britain, which used to be the world's international currency. When they lost that status, they lost a lot of things.
And when I hear him say that, it brought me back to maybe a year or two ago. I was talking to Brother Gerald, and Brother Gerald said something. He said, American insane policy. Don't they realize that they shoot themselves in the foot? And when I heard Jim Rogers say that, my mind went straight back to Brother Gerald saying that a year or two ago, and we laughing on the phone like, man, they act like they're crackheads or something like that. I remember this. But see, I give credit where credit is due. But don't try to hide this stuff. Brothers build together, you know. We're looking at the collapse of American power. I don't think you understand just how serious this is, okay? Now, I'm going to play something else behind this, and I'm going to show you. Remember when the scripture talks about how Allah would make them inebriated, how he would, and I'm just using the word inebriated, but it says drunk, right? God would make them drunk of their own arrogance and hubris, right? And this arrogance would be their downfall, okay? And we're watching that right now in real time, and yet you still act like you don't understand what's going on. So I'm going to play something for you. This is a minute and 11 seconds, okay? Take close attention.
Thanks.
It makes me think of a recent quote I read from Charlie Munger, who said he's working with the thesis that in 100 years' time, there will be no U.S. dollar.
Well, no currency has lasted forever. No currency, no number one currency has ever lasted forever. If you go back and look at history, we've had international currencies or the world's medium of exchange. Maybe they lasted 80 years, 100 years, 150 years max. They've all changed. It's changed over and over and over ever since the beginning of time. The U.S. has been on top for a while, but now, as I said, we are the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. And now we will not let the U.S. dollar stay neutral. Now we're using it as a political or an instrument of war. So that means nobody in his right mind who thinks they might cross the U.S. someday is going to want to use U.S. dollars. No, I don't think I'm ever going to cross the U.S. dollar, the U.S., the State Department, but I worry. Now I've got to figure out something else, some other place to keep my money.
The stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. She has lost her prestige among the nations of the earth. So that means that the luster, the shine, the attractiveness of the dollar has been lost among the nations of the earth. They was once attracted to the holding of the dollars, right? That's what kept them going, to be attracted to the lure of having dollars in your hand, to be attracted to saying that I can buy this with dollars and it's as good as gold. That's what brought them to the dollar. And now that is no longer the case. So Muhammad says, one of the greatest powers of America was her dollar, was her dollar, was her dollar. Remember when he wrote this book and what decade that was in? Time he wrote the book, the dollar was still attractive. The dollar was still numero uno. So Muhammad, when he said this thing, he put it emphatically was past tense, meaning that a fall was happening. So when the messengers of God or the prophets of God speak, you have to look into their words to get a proper understanding. So he says, the loss of such power will bring any nation, including America, to weakness. For this is the medium of exchange between nations. The English pound and the American dollar have been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. But when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. Why was England sealed too? Because the pound sterling is tied to the dollar. Just as the New York Stock Exchange and the gold exchange is tied to the London Stock Exchange and the London Gold Exchange. As a matter of fact, the London Gold Exchange is by now the largest gold exchange in the world. And now, all of the gold is being moved from west to east. Well, let's go back to something. Come on, we got to go. I know the time is limited. I'm going to try, if they allow me to, I'm going to try to set a show for Thursday. We're going to try to do a show Thursday. And if possible, Brother Rashid and I are going to do show this week sometime on YouTube. Okay? But listen, I got to say this before we do it. When we do the show, we got to do it cold. YouTube told me. Can't bring up Elijah Muhammad too much. Can't talk about the devil. Can't do this. So we got to do it a little bit of cold, okay? Or they're going to ban my channel off there. They're giving me all types of stipulations and stuff. So I don't blame them because they're losing their world and they're losing their shirts. So if I was in that position, I'd do the same thing. So let's go. And I want you to listen to this part right here, okay?
Bureaucrats don't like to lose control. They don't like to lose power. They don't like to lose monopoly.
Looking at oil prices, they're nearing 100% gain year over year. And gasoline prices in the U.S. reached over $4 and the highest level since 08. So I was reading that in recent cycles, when oil gained 100% in a one-year period, including 08, a recession occurred. The fears of a recession concern you?
Of course. It's been 12 years since we had the last recession in the U.S. That's the longest in American history. So we're overdue just on a time basis. I mean, it could last 20 years. Who says it couldn't go on forever? But it never has. So I am sure, because of inflation higher, which will drive interest rates higher, we're going to have a recession in the foreseeable future. I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just telling them that's the way it's always worked since the beginning of time. So, yes, we're going to have a recession probably fairly soon. You should watch Reed Stansberry. They'll tell you when the recession's coming. They're smarter than I am. And when the recession comes, a lot of us are going to get hurt. I hope I survive. I hope we all survive. But some people are going to get
hurt. Yeah. Now, listen, here's something that these white people do, though. Now, Every year, America is in a recession. And every year, they're saying, oh, we're going to go into recession, right? They never like to use the word depression. They never like to use the word depression. They always use recession because recession is a more palatable word for people to accept than depression, because depression, it kind of brings to mind the 1930s. And people don't want to see that. But if you look at the people on government assistance, the lines would be a state border loan if you put them standing up next to each other. Let's go a little further before we close the show out. Listen to what he says. Saudi Arabia is actively engaging in negotiation with Chinese officials to price and sell oil sales to China in yuan instead of the U.S. dollar, the Wall Street Journal reported. If the two countries decide to conduct business using the Chinese yuan instead of the U.S. dollar, this could mean trouble for America's dominance as the global economic hegemon. Why is that trouble? Because Iran has already been accepting yuan for oil. And Russia sold off most of its euro and U.S. denominated debt and bought yuan. And now Russia's banks are now issuing their Mir cards, which is the equivalent to Visa and MasterCard, with the Chinese pay system logo on it, so that it can be used worldwide and it doesn't have to go through the U.S.-dominated or the European-dominated SWIFT system. That is major. That is major. That is cutting the U.S. dollar out. And listen, there are some African countries like Nigeria and all of these that sell China oil in yuan and dollars. It's a mixture of yuan and dollars. That's why you see all of a sudden when that started happening, a spinoff from ISIS became Boko Haram, stabilizing the exact same nation that sell oil to China or that China is heavily invested in. That's no coincidence. And so, listen, he's fighting mad. She's fighting for her survival. So I want you to listen to this. He says, I got to read that part again. If the two countries decide to conduct business using the Chinese yuan instead of the U.S. dollar, this could mean trouble for America's dominance as the global economic hegemon. Well, it's already trouble. Why do you say that, Rashid Muhammad? Because China has the largest economy in the world, even though everybody, even China, says we have the second largest. But according to all measurements and all figures by the CIA and by the World Bank and the IMF and the UN, China surpassed America as the largest economy in 2015. So that's something. So I want to play one last clip for you as we draw to a close and we look at this state, this republic, era 404, which is America. And we look at her as she lives and takes her last hurrah. I want you to pay close attention to this short clip.
Hope I survive. I hope we all survive, but some people are going to get hurt.
I believe you recently said, Jim, that, you know, once the war is over, the stock market could see another hurrah, but then there'd be a downturn events.
Well, that's my view. I'm not good at market timing, but my view is something is going to cause this thing in Ukraine to calm down fairly soon. It's not doing Putin any good. It's not doing anybody any good. So who knows what, if he can find a way to save face, things will stop. That will lead to a big rally, especially since central banks are not so aggressive right now. We'll have the big rally. It'll be the last rally. I hope that if it works that way, that I'm smart enough to sell that last rally. It'll probably be a big rally, because then people say, gosh, nothing can win the stock market now. And then it'll be the end.
Well, let's look.
Mr. Muhammad says the stock market going up, right? Let me go to something. Y'all give me. I know. See, I have to laugh sometimes because it's so easy to prove the messenger's teachings that it's almost unfair for somebody to try to even take on the teachings, because they're so vivid, they're so clear, they're so crisp that there's only a fool would dispute this when you got all this facts in front of you, right? But let me look at some. Y'all give me a second. So when they said that, I thought about something. So y'all give me a second. Don't be mad at your brother, all right? Just give me a second. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. This came to me right as you said that. The law before the storm. This is what he says right here. And we're going to close out with this, okay? Promise, I'm not going to try your patience. I am afraid for you that you will receive what people before you did receive. Allah is very angry with America and the technology that she uses on the dead to keep them dead. You are very disappointing to Allah and to the original black man who knows himself, a very few, of course. The false show of a glorious future that the wicked is putting on is at hand. What did Jim Rogers say? It's going to be stock market rally. They're going to go to their highest until they can't go no more, right? He says, we must remember Daniel's prophecy that at the end of the war, desolations are determined. But before this happens, Allah will bless the people with a good time, as he did the people of the past, who wronged themselves and who did not pay attention to the prophet's warning among them. Allah destroyed them. They thought that they were fooling Allah, but Allah surprised them. He made the people rejoice for a short time with a show of great prosperity, and at the height of their great prosperity, suddenly he destroyed them. This is the merciful law that Allah has put in nature. Allah lets a dying person rally before the end. America is going to do the same. America will rally and people will think that she is going to have a great future. And then the end will come in that kind of time. America's end will not come while she's going around with her head hanging down and with her heart aching and failing because of the things that are coming on her nation. No. She will be made to enjoy good times. The stock market going up and lots of shares being sold. This makes any man think that everything is all right. The Lord before the storm. Thank you for joining us on Era 4-4. This is America's last hurrah. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the globe, know that your brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life. I don't love you to death because you're already dead, and we're trying to raise you back to life through the life-giving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God, my Savior, and my Redeemer, Almighty God Allah, who has come to us in the magnificent person of one Master Farad Muhammad, his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that mighty, mighty nation of his love has for you. Until we next speak again, stay strong, stay true, but above all things, stay righteous. I love you all. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
Said I like the moon I miss. Day to day the rosy day.